The city's Civilian Complaint Review Board was created more than two decades ago to investigate allegations of police abuse. The independent agency handles 5,000 complaints a year about everyday interactions with police that fuel the anger in a case like the death of Eric Garner. Throughout its history, the CCRB has been criticized as a toothless watchdog whose recommendations are routinely ignored by the NYPD. We don't know much about those cases because individual discipline records are confidential. But WNYC's Robert Lewis has obtained the records from a 2013 investigation into a brutality complaint in Queens that gives us an unprecedented look into the CCRB process and its apparent failures. He filed this report.
Today is April 18, 2013, and the time is now 11:45 a.m.
Investigator Alexander Lai is looking into a complaint by a man named Warren Diggs, who says cops beat him up in South Jamaica nearly 2 years ago after they chased him for riding his bike on the sidewalk near his home and arrested him for marijuana possession.
So can you describe one of them for me?
All right, James Frascato is the only one that I have.
The Civilian Complaint Review Board's investigative file on Officer James Frascatori and five other cops swelled to 800 pages and took a year to compile. Lai conducted 8 hours of interviews and recorded them all. Those files and recordings, obtained by WNYC from records in an unrelated court case, offer a rare glimpse into an agency frequently criticized for its ineffectiveness. The record is at once both impressive and also evidence of why the agency's performance rarely results in real discipline for cops.
It has stumbled along in mediocrity for 20 years.
Richard Emery is the CCRB chairman. He says he wants to reform the agency because too often it has acquiesced to police misconduct.
Most cases, if there's no videotape or if there are no witnesses or if there's no real corroboration of any reliable sort, are he said, she said cases.
In general, investigators are young, recent college grads with no investigative experience. Starting salary is $36,000. Training is about 3 weeks. And then they are supervised by more experienced investigators and lawyers. Frascatori bounced around three different police departments in 4 years in Florida before landing at the NYPD in 2011. The file shows this was one of five civilian complaints filed against him in 7 months. That's more than 90% of officers working today have received in their entire careers. Under questioning, Frascatori said he saw Diggs buy marijuana from another man on a bike, and the cops gave chase. But the other officers, riding in the same marked van as Frascatori, couldn't confirm a drug deal. They say they followed Diggs because he was riding his bike on the sidewalk, which is technically illegal. Officer Tim Costello says he yelled out the window for Diggs to stop.
Where was he when you first gave him that?
He's on the sidewalk, approaching his house.
Diggs says the three cops ran up his driveway and demanded to see his ID. He says he told them it was inside and started to go get it. And he says they grabbed him, punched and kicked him, and then used pepper spray. The cops found two small bags of pot on him. His girlfriend Hines told investigators she came outside during the scuffle.
They had him on the ground and they were essentially beating him, kicking, kneeing, and punching him.
Cops say they told Diggs not to go inside because there could have been a weapon in there. They say he ignored them. Officer Alex Lombardozzi.
Do you ever have to strike him in any manner, punch or kick him?
I did not, no. I don't recall if the other officers might have.
Hines and Diggs filed a complaint that alleges use of excessive force, abuse of authority, and making false statements. And the he said, she said Frascatori case might have gone away quietly, except for one thing. When Hines, the girlfriend, walked outside, she did what so many people do these days. She started recording on her phone. It's just audio, no video. It starts after Diggs has been pepper sprayed and is being handcuffed.
So you're saying that all of this I just saw was because he was riding on a sidewalk?
No, no. All this you just saw is because he started fighting us. When we asked for ID,
you.
That's why.
Okay.
I stopped in the house so you grabbed
wait,
me.
Wait. Come here.
You punched me in my face with me. I resisted. Yeah, somebody tried to pull you out your house. What the you gonna do?
Here's Officer Frascatori.
Ask me for your ID.
I said it's inside.
Listen, I gotta go and get it.
It's over with. Hines asks the officers for their identification. Officer Costello politely complies. Here's her interaction with Frascatori.
I'm going to need everybody's, since you said last name and badge number, please.
Sorry, you talk about
sorry?
I'm going to need everybody's last name and badge number,
we'll get to you when we're done doing our job. Thank you very much.
The street.
Here's how he testified about that encounter.
Had she asked you for your name or shield?
Cool.
And then things get out of hand. As cops took Diggs to their vehicle, Hines had one of her kids take the bicycle inside. But Frascatore wanted it for evidence. In the criminal complaint, Frascatore swore that Hines cursed at him and said she was taking the bike inside. He later tells an investigator about a tug of war over the bike with Hines outside the house.
Yeah, I grabbed the bike.
Okay. Tell me about that. What happened?
I grabbed the bike and she continued to pull into the house.
But none of that is backed up by the audio recording.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Where's the bicycle that was out here?
It's my bike. I
need
it.
That bicycle. Thank you.
It's my bike.
It's evidence.
It's his bike.
It's evidence
bike.
Or I'm coming in the house.
Listen.
All three cops are involved in getting the bike back. It's unclear who says what. They all testify that they don't recognize any of the voices, including their own.
Bring the bike outside.
Could you back up a little bit, please?
No.
I feel threatened.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm about to come in your house.
I'm sorry. Don't.
And take the bike.
You're going to bring the bike out in a minute.
If this is what you want your kids to witness, that's fine. I'm going to arrest you and take the bike if you do not get out of my way and hand me the bicycle.
Go get the bike,
ma'am.
If you can back up, please, I will get the bike. You're going to
get the bike.
But it's too late.
Are you touching me?
Are you going to go to jail?
Are you touching me too?
Yes. You're going to go to jail.
I can't get the bike if you're holding me.
Get the bike right now.
Let go of me. Don't come in my house. Don't come in my house. Let go of me. Let me get the bike.
Frascatore arrests Hines, charges her with a felony for tampering with evidence, also obstructing governmental administration and resisting arrest. Her children, heard in the background, are 8 and 11.
He has the bike now. What's the problem?
Because you're going to jail.
I'm going to jail for what?
Because you don't listen. That's why.
Thank you.
The criminal charges against both Diggs and Hines were ultimately dismissed. Thanks to the tape, the CCRB recommended disciplining Frascatore for not giving his name and shield number to Hines when she asked. They referred other inconsistencies in his testimony to the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau.
Okay, is there anything else to ask?
No.
At the time it's now 12:31 p.m. This interview is now concluded.
It's been 18 months since the complaint was filed. In an interview with WNYC, Hines says she doesn't feel that anything positive came about as a result. She's planning to sue the city.
If you want to have somebody who will listen to you, if you can tell your story, absolutely. They were fantastic with that. But other than that, it was a waste of time.
Emery became CCRB chairman earlier this year. He says he wants to bring in attorneys earlier in investigations, speed up cases, and do more with the agency's trove of complaint data. He says reform will help the NYPD take the CCRB more seriously. It's unclear what discipline, if any, Frascatore ultimately faced from the NYPD. He didn't respond to an interview request. His union lawyer declined to talk on his behalf, and the NYPD wouldn't answer even basic questions about his current rank or assignment. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.